Hello?
Hello, this is AJ. Is Rebecca available?
This is her.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Does anyone, any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work hard or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely likely to vote.
You're definitely, okay. Definitely. I'm very likely to vote. I'm definitely, okay.
Definitely.
With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Republican, okay. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
What is your main racial background? We have African-American, Black, Asian-American, Black, White, or other?
White.
Okay. What is your age?
36.
We have 18, 36 to 45, okay. Okay. See, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off in the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? We have housing and poverty insurance and insurance costs. Housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, K-12 education, climate and the environment, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, local growth and development, access to the cost of healthcare, or taxes?
Housing insurance.
Housing
property
and property
insurance. Yeah.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? We have definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Probably vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? We have strongly approved.
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Whatever the bottom is. Yep.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? We have strongly approved. Somewhat
strongly approved from the top.
Strongly approved.
Whatever the top one is. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And I'm trying to go with this as fast as I can. I do appreciate it.
No worries.
You will now,
thank you.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. We have Ventris Driscoll, very, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of.
Never heard of.
Never heard of, okay. We have Ron Rico Smith. We have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate.
Donald Trump.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely? Probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have Rico Smith, the Republican candidate. We have Ventris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate.
Rico.
Okay, Rico. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? We have a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community. We have a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
The first one.
First one. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, one, gotten better, two, gotten worse, three, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Gotten worse, okay. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at a record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? We have the Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington?
The policies coming out of Washington.
Okay. As you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? We have a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community.
The first one.
Okay. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? While we have wild political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or we have, in light of attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. We have, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him.
The last one.
Last one. Okay. You will now be given a statement, and we're halfway there. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. We have Democrat Fentress Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. We have Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second.
Yeah, I like him. Pick him.
You like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, pick him.
If you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true, would each make you more or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union and that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas.
No.
Much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. Fentress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners. And since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and campaigns continue to drop coverage. Much less likely. Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend at a school to attend at a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely. No difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. Since Ventress Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. Ventress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increased penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Much more likely, Ventress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
No difference? Yeah. Ventress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your computer, your community. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Or much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. We have, with trust in government and at an all-time low, too many people get involved in politics for the wrong reasons. Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Rico Smith believes that the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Much more likely, somewhat
no
more
difference.
Likely, no difference. Okay. Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now.
Much more likely. And I can already tell you. Much more likely, yes.
Okay. Okay. And take it into account everything you just heard. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have Rico Smith, the Republican, Ventress Driscoll, the Democrat.
Rico Smith.
Wait, just about that. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate? We have definitely and probably.
Probably, yes.
Probably. Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purposes. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? We have Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic
Donald
candidate.
I voted for Donald Trump. Yep.
Okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, usually vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Usually Republican.
If you were to label yourself Would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? We have very liberal.
Moderate. Yep.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? We have less than
bachelor's
high
degree.
Bachelor's degree. Let's see. Bachelor's for 4 years. 4 year degree.
Yep.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right,
have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ahem.